All right, folks, welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint, your daily dose of wisdom, resilience, and a whole lot of real talk. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, here to help you navigate this crazy world one day at a time. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train? Thoughts, worries, anxieties all hurtling through your head a million miles an hour. We live in a world that constantly demands our attention, pulls us in 100 different directions. It's easy to get overwhelmed, to feel like we're drowning in the noise. But what if I told you there's a way to regain control? To create some peace amidst the chaos. Today, we're diving into something absolutely crucial for your mental well-being. Setting boundaries. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, another self-help cliche, hear me out. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about prioritizing your own mental health, protecting your energy, and creating space for what truly matters. Think of it like this. Imagine your mental health is a precious garden. Without boundaries, it's overrun with weeds, negativity, stress, demands from others that sap your joy. Boundaries are the fences, the careful pruning, the nurturing care that allows your garden to thrive. So, how do we build these crucial fences? Here are 5 key takeaways. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are the things in life you absolutely cannot compromise on? Your sleep, your time for creative pursuits, spending quality time with loved ones, whatever it is, write it down and make it sacred. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk into your house and trash your belongings without saying anything, right? Your mental health deserves the same respect. Don't let anyone trample on your non-negotiables. 2. Learn to say no gracefully. This one can be tough, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. When someone asks for something that violates your boundaries, politely decline. You don't owe anyone an elaborate explanation, a simple thank you for asking, but I'm not able to do that right now is usually enough. Remember, saying no sometimes means saying yes to yourself. 3. Communicate clearly and assertively. Don't expect people to read your mind. Let them know what your boundaries are in a clear and respectful way. Be honest about your needs and limits. Think of it like giving someone GPS directions. The clearer you are, the less likely they are to get lost or accidentally cross your boundary. 4. Protect your time and energy. This means saying no to unnecessary commitments, limiting screen time, and carving out space for activities that recharge you. Ever feel drained after a long day of endless meetings and emails? Setting boundaries around your time can help prevent burnout and boost your productivity. Remember, self-care is non-negotiable. Just like you wouldn't neglect your physical health, you need to prioritize your mental well-being. Make time for activities that nourish your soul: exercise, meditation, reading, spending time in nature. Think of it like refueling your car. If you don't put gas in, it won't get you very far. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant writer who constantly juggles client projects, freelance gigs, and social obligations. She's always on, responding to emails late at night and feeling overwhelmed. Sarah tries setting boundaries by scheduling dedicated writing time each day, declining unnecessary meetings, and saying no to last-minute requests. Suddenly, she has more energy, clarity, and time for her own creative projects. Her work becomes better, and she feels a sense of control she hadn't experienced before. See? Boundaries aren't about shutting things down, they're about creating space for what truly matters. They allow you to show up as your best self, both in your personal life and in your work. So, my friends, take these takeaways and run with them. Start small, be patient with yourself, and remember your mental health is worth fighting for. You deserve peace, joy, and a life that feels truly fulfilling. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some boundaries you're working on setting? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. We've got a new episode for you every single day, packed with wisdom and inspiration to help you build a life of resilience, strength, and purpose. Until next time, keep striving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.